Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Josh Peterson, Connor Happer with you live from Stadium Swim at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. We'll be here today. We'll be here tomorrow. We will be here Friday. We appreciate the folks at Circa for having us out, treating us tremendously. Oh,
Josh, okay, couple things.
Yeah, before Nick watches some highlights.
I went and talked to one of the lifeguards.
Oh.
And I said, what's the deal here? Are you guys in some sort
you
of...
You asked about the outfit.
Yeah, I said, are you in some sort of cult? Like, what's the deal?
Wow.
I came in pretty hot. No, it's a very simple explanation, you know. There was a little chilly earlier.
Oh. Also, we are in a desert.
It is only 2:30.
It is.
In the afternoon.
It feels like 4:30.
We're kind of fresh off of the morning here.
We have been up for many hours so far today.
Yeah,
I don't know what time you two woke up. I was a 4:55 boy this morning.
I woke up
Five.
At 4. Just because I woke up and I couldn't
that
get back
makes
to sleep.
Sense.
How about Nick? Nick was the first one to get through security. When we all arrived, I sent a text. I said, hey, just got through security. I'll be in a second. Nick was like, I'm at the bar. And I said, whoa, one beer a Wednesday morning.
Hell yeah.
Nick was just enjoying.
I woke up at 5.
Smart water.
I packed last night. You'll be happy to know.
Wondering about this.
And but I did stay up pretty late. I don't think I went to sleep probably till like 1:30 or something.
Whoa.
Like that.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You are wild.
I'm off of pure vibes right now, man.
I didn't get
You're
to bed
crash.
Until midnight, and I was pissed about it.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, I'm way different. I went to bed at 10. I was a sleepy boy.
I was at work for a while. Then I had to do some last minute shopping after work.
Hey, I was editing a podcast when I got home.
I had to get back to
Pod Boys.
Yeah.
Second thing, Josh.
Yeah.
Why don't we take a look at our odds board up there? And why don't you look closely at our local basketball team?
What is going on?
Now, what do you see?
A tight money line split.
Yes.
I love tight money line splits.
But also,
Circa Sports Iowa.
I see Tennessee -3 versus the Creighton Blue Jays.
A less tight spread split.
What happened there?
It was 2.5.
And some other places have it at 1.5 or had it. I haven't looked today. They have had it at 1.5.
There is some money coming in on Dalton Connect in the White Boy Showdown of the Year.
Have you seen this, Nick?
Is that what they're calling it?
You're allowed to just talk about race and basketball. It's okay. It's one of the few spots
like
in America that's
Nick, you can talk about white people.
It's not like that weird football conversation that happened.
Which one was that?
Where is the cornerback thing?
Oh, with Cooper DeGene?
Yeah.
That's a great topic.
That is a great topic.
Bomani, friend of the Connor Happer Show, Bomani
yes.
Jones and Dominique Foxworth, they talk about it all the time because Dominique says normally they see a white defensive back, they move him to safety.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But Cooper DeGene, he might stay there. Jason Seahorn, he played cornerback, I think.
It would be just those two guys on the white football team
at
corner. And
so,
those are the only, not much depth there, but those are your guys. So yep.
John Walker, shout out to John Walker for the tweet of the year.
That was a good one.
What was it?
It was
exciting whites.
Exciting whites.
It was wine. And he was like, it's a preview of Creighton versus Tennessee. Exciting whites.
Dalton Connect versus
I didn't realize
Bellershire.
People at the World Herald were allowed to make types jokes like that. Like, they're really, they're evolving as a newspaper. Shout out to the World Herald.
Way to go, World Herald.
Let's reset. We'll come back. Then we'll get to Nick.
Okay.
Nick watching highlights.
Okay.
We'll do that. Because then
that was a segment?
We can get on clock. We can get in a good spot for dumb debates.
Okay.
We don't want to give short shrift to dumb debates, and we don't want to give short shrift to Nick watches famous sports plays.
I just want to have a normal dumb debate for once.
Oh, yeah, because news keeps breaking during dumb debates.
Okay, you never know.
Ah, crap, it's Wednesday.
It is Wednesday.
Ah.
Yeah, the last two Wednesdays, I have been on a run while Nebraska's done something with an athletic director. Today I'm running after the show. So
yesterday or last week,
Fred Hoiberg will probably leave.
Last week on Wednesday, I was in the sky when Nebraska did something.
Oh yeah,
with
I was thinking about you. I was like, "Oh, Happer's going to land and learn
Didn't
some
care.
News." Yeah, you were like, "I'm a basketball."
Oh, Fred Hoiberg goes to Iowa.
Whoa! Do you think that'll be the news, Nick?
What if
you're calling your shot?
What if?
By the way, before we go to break, Jack John. Writes.
Is he still Jack John Bracketology?
Yeah, I'm on the same page as Steve Sipple. I had no idea A&M was going to be able to get that kind of penetration.
A
They were able to get the kind of penetration they were able to get. The threes were one thing, but if they could have stopped them in the paint, it would have been different. Remember, Nebraska came out hot.
I knew Nebraska would – I mean, you're always going to struggle defense. Like, Nebraska's defensive scheme is set up to struggle against teams that are either A, super precise in what they do, or B, you know, like Texas A&M in terms of their athleticism, and they can get to the rim at ease, like you saw, because it's all built off of, like, their defensive scheme is just like, we're going to junk it up. You know, it's basically like a dude who, Nick, you might relate to this. It's like a dude who comes in after your guy who's throwing 99, and he's just like throwing only 76-mile-an-hour curveballs.
Oh, I do.
And he's throwing from like the sidearm and stuff.
So wait, is Stibbs throwing 99 and Nick came in and threw 76 curve? Is that what you were
saying?
It
can be effective,
wow.
Nick. It can be effective.
Nick, I've had more and more people say that you are their favorite producer ever of the show.
There
wow.
you go.
Thank yeah. you.
So Nebraska's defense was effective at a lot of points this year.
It
but
was.
It's predicated off of, like, real big-time effort and emotion, and they don't have the personnel to do some of the things. So, like, I don't know. It's a lot of everything that yeah. happened in that game, I think.
Speaking of being effective, Seattle U is up 27-10 on High Point.
Al Huss, come on.
They're only shooting 20%. Oh, it's worse now. They just missed.
And then they admit.
Oh, he got fouled. Go to the
where place. Is the CBI final?
It looks
what
like,
gym is this?
It looks like
it looks
a tiny
like a
baby
dark
gym.
High school.
It does. Looks like one of the scenes that they filmed Hustle in. Like, that's like where they do the workouts for the. For the
who is this man who yeah. plays for Seattle? Is this my
who,
brother?
I don't know who this man is. Williamson. Nick,
he has a ginger perm.
We need a little research on this guy. Cody says, man, look at Happer and Josh's faces. I've never seen them look so happy on YouTube. No wonder Nick has to sit in the back.
Well, I think there's a couple things going on. First of all, obviously, I mean, you could see.
Kobe Williamson.
Kobe.
There you go.
Kobe.
You know, we're having a great time because of the setting that we're in.
Yeah.
Josh and I have been dying to do a show with each other for a
years.
Long time.
We only get to do the College World Series shows for like 5 minutes.
Oh, we only had one this year.
He's got a perm mullet.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, it's nice to be out. We're happy to be next to each other.
We're just real happy to be here.
Yeah.
He's a major in biochemistry.
We'll let you know how we feel on Friday.
Yeah, when we donate our skin. all right. When we return.
You're not going to want my skin on Friday.
I don't think anyone's going to want anyone's skin on Friday. When we return, Nick watches a very famous play and reacts to it. It's like.
I love this game.
Remember in 2007, there was this very famous internet video. And people would post their reactions of watching it onto Facebook.
Oh, God. Are you talking about?
No.
This is going to be two players, one helmet. And it is coming up next. We are live here at the Stadium Swim at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Man, what a place to be. And we are so happy to be here with you. The program rolls on next on 1620 The Zone.